This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
I feel there's something special that the Lord wants to reveal to us this morning with regards to a portion of Scripture. You know, I can really encourage you if you haven't yet, if you missed a few sermons over the past few weeks or few months, please go have a look at them. You know, go back to the last one that you saw and start watching from there. It's kind of a journey that we went on where we worked through Ephesians. Sometimes the first half, Ephesians 1 to 3, sometimes in the latter half, in Ephesians 4 to 6. But there's beautiful things, and what we've noticed is there's a few postures that's mentioned. One we spoke about was the posture of sitting. Sitting in heavenly places with Jesus when we get saved. Sitting in a place where we are operating and living our lives from a place of rest. Can you remember that? Okay, there's three of you. For the rest, please go watch the YouTube clips. Then we went on to a posture of walking. There's a certain walking that comes along with that. And Belene shared that when she spoke about walking worthy of the calling of which we've been called. Beautiful place. And there's many testing methods where we can see what is this way that we are walking in, and does it align with Scripture? Does it align with the sitting? I was reminded as I prepared about this morning about the prayer that Paul prayed between Ephesians 3 and 4. And when I read this portion of Scripture, it just felt so unique. And he ended something just before he went on to Ephesians 4. And now at the end of Ephesians 6, he's ending something again with a very specific word. And he says, stand. Stand. Now we're going to go into the word definition a bit later, which is quite interesting because most of us feel we kind of know what stand means. But if we go through the Scripture, it would make sense soon. Why is this important? Because when we walk when we should have stood, we get hurt. And when we stand still in a time when we should have walked, we get hurt. Just think about that for a moment. If you think about crossing a street, there's moments in which you can walk and there's moments in which you shouldn't. And if you get that wrong, you end up getting hurt. I'm reminded about, I went swimming in the sea in the south coast one time specifically I can remember, and there were extreme currents on the day. Is there someone else that likes to swim in the sea? Okay. So for those of you that's also confused about why people go there if there's sharks, I know there's many people thinking that. There's not a clear answer to that. But so there was an extreme current on the day, and I was swimming with someone, and he was swimming. And I realized I'm not able to swim against the current. So I just... I don't know, what do you call water trap in English? Yeah, you just stayed afloat. Treading water. That's exactly that. Treading water. So I was treading water and he was swimming. And I can remember the confusion on his face because he was like a high school swimmer, right? So he would like head down swim. And then when he looks up, I'm there. But I'm doing nothing. I'm just treading water. And then he would look down because we were both aiming at reaching the shore, but nothing was happening. But then he would like head down, start swimming. And I saw I need to be out of his way because if ever he turns, he'll swim over me. I don't think I'll survive that. But so he swam as hard as he could. And when he looked up, there I was. So in that time, I told him, listen, I don't think swimming is working. We are literally staying next to each other. We need to, you know, just take it easy. Because he was becoming now out of his breath. And it seemed like he was now soon going to be so fatigued that he won't be able to even tread water anymore. And that image, when I read the scripture, I was reminded about that image. Because if we, and I don't know whether sometimes, you know, maybe you can also think of moments in your life where you were swimming so hard in your spiritual journey with God, and you just got nowhere. Nothing happened. There was no breakthrough. There was no flow. There was no... The outcome that you expected didn't happen. And then you just ended up stopping and just, in a sense, treading water. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just comes. And he just brings that. To stand. Let's read Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 13. Those of you that want to find it in your Bible, I'll give you a moment. Ephesians 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. To stand. If it's okay with you, I'm going to break it up into a verse at a time, and I'm going to do that on purpose because I feel that there's something that's going to happen in our hearts as we just meditate on the words that's being used, but also in how that relates to us in where we are currently in this specific moment. Let's start. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. This finally is so interesting. This word finally means from here on, from henceforth, from this moment on. Be strong. The Greek word there for be strong means be strengthened. Not be strong as if I'm convincing myself of something. This specific word in the Greek means be strengthened in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Be strengthened. So if you think about this, finally, be strengthened. It's amazing. It's not as if God says, finally, now start. Now that we've now taught you how to sit properly, now that we've taught you how to walk properly, now we think the next thing would be run. Yes. I mean, if you could sit properly and then could crawl and then could eventually walk, then the next logical thing for us would be, now run, right? He says, no, now stand. Stand. In the strength that we are strengthened in the strength of His might. The scripture that's being used in the strength of His might is Ephesians 1 verse 19. Listen to this. And what is the immeasurable greatness of His power toward us who believe? According to the working of His great might that He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in heavenly places. This strength that we need to be strengthened from is the same strength that raised Jesus from the dead. In order to do what? In order to be able to stand. Now, we get this wrong because we think we need to be strengthened to be able to do things amazingly. But here it says, be strengthened in the strength that rose Jesus from the dead so you can properly stand. Now, we'll get to why, but we need to get this right first. And in this moment, if you already feel the Holy Spirit stirring in your heart, just start responding there where you are. Because At the end, we're going to create a beautiful time where we can just pray into this together as a family. But I don't want us to miss the moments like now. Because I can sense in my heart how some of you feel, I need to be strengthened. Because I was trying to walk and it's not working. I was trying to run and it's not working. And I was trying to sit and it wasn't working. Maybe I was supposed to stand and I didn't realize that I need to be strengthened by the strength of His Spirit who rose Him from the dead so I'd be able to stand in this season that I'm in. I need to be able to properly stand. In verse 11, we see Him go on. He says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." Now, we're not going to go into the whole armor in the sense of speaking about every piece of the armor now, but what I want us to see is in Romans 13, verse 14, He said, "Put on Christ." Put on Jesus. Don't let it be about anything or anyone else. Put on Him. Be like Him. Put on Him. Lay your own image down and conform to the image of Christ. So now, it's almost like we are getting a journey or a puzzle that's being put together where we say, "Okay, Lord, please strengthen me. Please strengthen me in the same strength that rose Jesus from the dead, that empowers me to put on You as a person, not having any open spaces." Because the armor is meant to protect you, the full armor, the whole armor is meant to protect you in every way. So if you think about, for example, your head and what you are facing in terms of challenges in your mind, your feet, the way you walk, the way you act, your heart, what you love, what you submit to, what you become the slave of, your belly, indulgences, what you indulge in, your eyes, what you purposefully watch at, what you purposefully spend time with, what you read, your ears, who you listen to, what you listen to, what impartation you receive, from whom, and your tongue. What am I saying? What am I speaking? I'm going to say that quickly again. Your head, your feet, your heart, your belly, your eye, your ear, and your tongue. Taking up the whole armor of God invites us into a place where we leave no open space. Nothing as a vehicle for Satan to use. Because the reality of it is, if we are not obeying God, if we are not living in all of these aspects aligned with His Spirit, we are being used by someone. And Scripture says, it's the devil. That's scary. Because sometimes the people you love most can either be the ones that's being in a detrimental way affected by the way that I live, because I'm using my body as a way of bringing the works and the plans of the enemy into being in their life. Because I have an opening. Somewhere I did not take up the whole armor. Be sensitive. It's interesting. It says the whole armor of God. It means it's furnished by God. It's not my own. It's something that I receive from Him. It's something that's being done to me. It's something that's been given to me, an armor, as I put it on. It's not something that I can create. I don't sit and contemplate, how do I protect my mind? It's something that I'm being led in, I'm being strengthened in. You need to be sensitive. The moment we get these things the wrong way around, I'm leaning on myself. And I'm leaning on my own effort. I'm leaning on my own ability to discern. And the moment I do that, I'm eliminating the power of God to strengthen me to be able to stand. Now, I'm really taking this slow and I'm doing it on purpose because I want you to really think into this with me. We get this wrong so often because we see things and we react without being strengthened. We are constantly being distracted by the schemes of the devil. These schemes mentioned here is schemes that's being referred to in 2 Corinthians 11 verse 14. Now the scripture in 2 Corinthians 11 verse 14 speaks about how the enemy comes and he disguises himself as an angel of light. And then the interesting thing is as that comes out, he says, it then makes sense that his people would also do the same. Let me read that to you quickly. Verse 14, listen to this. And it's no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their deeds. We are constantly being invited to step out of being strengthened by him, taking the full armor up, having no opening for the enemy to use so we can step out of his empowerment, out of his strength, so we can be submitted to the schemes of the enemy and be destroyed. Now we know what that destroy feels like, the destroy part, the hurting part. We often get there, but we don't know where we missed it. And maybe this morning, it's important that you just take a moment and just say, Lord, where was the opening and where did I step out of that strengthening? Because I somewhere missed it, and therefore today I'm really experiencing not persecution. Remember, according to Scripture, we'll experience persecution, but who of you have felt what it feels like when I'm going through a hard time with Jesus? It's different, right? It's not the same. It's being out there exposed, feeling how the enemy just almost can hurt me in whatever way possible, and there's nothing I can do. It feels so much different as to when I'm stepping out in strength, following Jesus, and he's the one that's protecting me. There's a very big difference. Let's go on Ephesians 6, verse 12. Now, here's one of the evil schemes, and it's interesting because we can go into this now quickly for a moment. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Let's take it this way around. We are being strengthened by the strength that raised Jesus from the dead. We are taking up the whole armor while we are standing, and we are invited to be sensitive that the enemy is walking around trying to deceive us, to step out of this power. When we do that, what do? We make it about people. We start fighting with each other. The moment we miss the flow of what God is empowering us to do, we literally start focusing on what someone does to us without recognizing this is not the person. There's a very real enemy that wants to disturb and wants to destroy the unity between especially believers. And when we do not recognize that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, we are walking specifically aligned with the deception of the devil that wants to destroy us. When our brother and sister does something that is uncharacteristic of someone that's following Jesus, it doesn't help if we use that to quarrel and fight. There's obvious deception happening. Why would we not, instead of fighting, pray for each other? Why would we not, instead of fighting, say, in the name of Jesus, enemy, get your hands off my wife? You know, we often experience a disconnect. And then we try to speak into the disconnect without ever even praying. Without ever even saying, there's a higher thing going on here. There's a spiritual attack happening here. Before we are going on with this discussion, I am going to take a moment and I'm going to go pray into this. And what do we pray in those moments? We pray, Jesus, would you please open our eyes to see your truth in this moment? Your truth that we are one. Your truth that we are family. Your truth that we should stir and love each other to good works. Not break each other down. And then speak the truth in love. Against the cosmic power over this present darkness. Now that present darkness changes often. You know, if I ask you today, what do you think are you battling with? It's going to be something. But if I ask you in a week's time, it might be different, right? Our dark times, the things that challenges us, it's different. It varies. So we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers, over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. It was actually so beautiful. One of the commentaries said, to wrestle successfully with Satan, we must wrestle with God in irresistible prayer like Jacob. So before we start wrestling with the enemy, before we start wrestling with each other, let's go wrestle with God first. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that, that if we, instead of speaking into disconnect, go and say, Lord, I'm bringing this to you first. I'm submitting this to you first. I'm praying your life, your healing, your restoration into this relationship. And I'm trusting you to come bring this. Before I again step out and have a conversation with someone, how beautiful will it be to speak to each other without the deception of the enemy that's clouding every word that we are trying to say to each other? I mean, we felt what it's like when you try to speak to someone and your intention is to actually do something good. But then it ends up, the longer you speak, the worse it gets. It's like, I'm doing my utmost best to get this sorted. And you know, when I just catch a breath, there's something new to fight about. It can't only be married people that feels that. It ends off the scripture. It's against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Heavenly places. The evil in heavenly places. The two things specifically that's mentioned with regards to that, and we'll recognize them easily, is pride and presumption. Pride and presumption. So the moment we get prideful, we are speaking absolutely aligned with the enemy's work in our lives. And we can test it. The moment we get prideful, starting to elevate ourselves, really becomes hard to have a proper conversation with someone. Those are the things that made the enemy fall. Those are the things that will make us fall. And in many cases, if you trace many sins back to its origin, you'd find it's prideful. Be careful. Last verse, then we're going to pray. Verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Therefore, take up. It was just significant to me. Take up. It's not something that we have to fabricate. That we have to. It's almost like weapons that's being given us by God as He strengthens us. Take it up. And as a church family today, we need to take it up. We are in a season, and it's not only now. No, I've had conversation with people over the past few weeks where we were reminded about so many things that God shared with this church family over the years. It's not new. Over the years, there were beautiful things that happened over the years, and there were some things that was really off. And in that same way, even if we try to our utmost best, we will also make mistakes. When we take up that armor, we will be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand firm. You know, it's interesting when we read a scripture like this. When Belinda and myself spoke about this last night, it was so interesting to say, often when we read scripture, we kind of have to pinch each other and just say, do you really think this is possible? Do you think it's possible? I want you to ask yourself this morning, do you think it's possible? Do you think it's possible to take up the armor of God, to have no opening for the enemy, and to be able to stand in seasons where the enemy wants to deceive us through various schemes? Is it possible? It has to be. Why would Scripture invite us into a walk, into a stand, into a sit with something that's not possible? It's almost like setting someone up for failure. Jesus has never, and according to Scripture, will never invite us into something that He does not believe is possible. You are able to stand in this time if we follow what He says. What does He say? Be strengthened. Be strengthened in the strength that rose Jesus from the dead. Can you just go to the second slide again, please, Sinaletti? The one that has the whole scripture. From here on, be strengthened. From this moment, we are being invited as a church family, and we are going to respond to that in a moment. If you want to, you can play for us. From here on, be strengthened in the strength that rose Jesus Christ from the dead. It's not the strength to only carry us through the day. It's the strength that can raise us from the dead. And in the strength of His might, put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor, not leaving any opening. If you this morning need to pray, Lord, where's my opening? Where's the thing that's stealing the strength from consuming me? So that we would be able to stand against the schemes of the devil, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Can you receive that this morning? Can you please receive that with me this morning? We are not wrestling against each other. As believers, we need to get our attention right. We are not wrestling against each other. We are wrestling against the enemy, a spiritual enemy. Are you with me?
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.